Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dave speaking, and I'm going to be reading today out of the book of St. John, the second chapter, and our verse 1, it says, And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now some people have said that these servants were the disciples, but not necessarily so. They had other servants, other people, and I think they would be called disciples if it was the disciples. But these servants were there to serve at the wedding. But his mother saith unto them, verse 5, his mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And these servants were not expecting anything special, I don't think. And there were set there, in verse 6, six water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews for washing and such, and containing two or three firkins apiece, a quantity of water. There was quite a little bit, I think. And besides, there were six water pots. And Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. Now the governor of the feast would be in charge of all the refreshments, in charge of the order of everything going on. He orchestrated everything that went on, and he called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, than that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren, and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. That is verse 13. We're going to be reading out of the book of Psalms, the fourth psalm. I'll begin in verse 1 here and go further into this study. It says, Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? And how long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Now the leasing here is talking about lying and dishonesty. Leasing called in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, in the King James anyway. And he says, O sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity seek after leasing? In other words, not seeking God. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Think about it. In other words, think about God. Think about him and how good he is. And it says, Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. It seems like the world today is looking for someone to do them some good. We think about elections going on. We think about a next leader for the United States. And we wonder who will shew us any good. We see all the tragedies in the news, all the killing, senseless killing on both sides. Black people, white people, policemen. Fathers killing the children killing their fathers and mothers, and all this carrying on going on in this world, all the confusion, all the swirling out of joint of this world and swirling out of control. And it says there be many that say, Who will shew us any good? In verse 6 here of Psalms 4, and said, Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. In other words, give us your word. Lord, let the light of the gospel come unto us. In other words, in the verse 7 it says, Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time of their corn, and their wine increased And a lot of times when there's a harvest, they'll have a harvest festival. People will rejoice when there's a big harvest and there's a good crop come in. It calls for celebration. And in verse 7 it says, "Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." In God there's safety. In him there is good. Are you in this world today? Do you feel like you're in prison? Do you feel like you're only on bread and water today? You're just living from day to day, and you get water and bread every morning? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe not even getting that. Maybe you feel like you're not getting anything out of this world, out of this life, and you wonder, what's the use of going on? What's the use of this? In our scripture portion, at the beginning, we see a wedding, but they ran out of wine at the wedding. They ran out of the thing that was helping them to rejoice and helping them to feel good. They ran out of the wine, and Jesus' mother came to Jesus. And from that, this was the beginning of miracles, but from what Mary did, she expected the Lord to work a miracle, because Jesus says, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." But Jesus obliged and did work the miracle, and he turned the water into wine. He'll do that for you, my friend, if you'll come to him. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And learn of me, my yoke is easy, my burden is light." In other words, Jesus will pull your heavy load for you. He'll take away that heavy load of sin. He'll take away the load of care. We can cast our care on him because he cares for us. And he'll turn your water into wine. He will turn your water, that thing that you just survive day to day, he'll give you joy. He'll give you rest. He'll give you peace. He says in verse 7 of Psalms 4, it said, "Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time of their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety." You know, we look for safety in this world. We look for joy. We look for some sort of thing to look forward to. But God will turn your water into wine if you'll trust him. It says, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I cry unto him, and he advises us to stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Now, doing right and doing good cannot come to the natural man. You must be born again, as the Lord tells us. You have to be born again. You were born once into this world, you know, and you're living on that bread and water, so to speak. You're living just on what God provides, the rain that comes down, and people maybe give you bread. Maybe you're not in that condition. Maybe you're wealthy, but in your heart, all you're getting is bread and water. It don't matter how rich your food is and how wonderful you think it is and all the gusto you've got in your life, but when you sit down at night and when you lay down at night, all you've had is bread and water. But Jesus will come and fill that part of your heart that needs him, that part of your heart that is yearning to have a communication, will wanting to have fellowship with your Maker, with your Redeemer. He's out there. He's looking for you. He's wooing you now. He's calling for you. He's got something good for you. He's got salvation. All you have to do is ask him. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that he is the Son of God and believe in your heart that he died on the cross for you and gave his life on Calvary to save you, he offered himself, his own blood, to cleanse us from our sins, to take our filthy sins and make us clean in his blood. You know, we can wash our garments and come out clean in him, only in him. And by accepting him, we become born again. You can actually feel, if you're serious with God, if you mean business with God, you can pray and ask the Lord and pray. Confess your sins. You know, like it says in our psalm, commune upon your bed. Just think about it. You know, get in a quiet place and think about your life. Are you satisfied where you are? If you're not, Jesus is there, and He will turn your water into wine. Praise God.
Let's sing Come and Dine, Master Call. I think I do it in G.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Both will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Hallelujah, come and dine.